Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Thursday, October 2nd. I'm Megan Lynch.
If you scab this with this employee, you scab on this union, that is a mark you will have on your entire working career.
IAM Local 837 leaders and other unions, some from out of state, rallied striking Boeing machinists, encouraging them to stay strong.
But there appears to be no end in sight to the strike that started August 4th. AFL-CIO President Liz Shuler.
What you are building for this country, the sacrifices you make to make sure that our military is safe.
Manson Graves is a munitions mechanic at Boeing facility in St. Charles, and he tells KMOX he gave all his rewards back.
Israel, they were over here visiting our plant out here because they were getting arms from us. One of the generals gave me a coin medallion. I brought that back and gave it to him. Told him to take it to Gillian.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
And on strike, Boeing's chief labor counsel gets an earful from Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, who laid out what striking machinists in Washington state were offered a few years ago and asked why St. Louis machinists aren't getting the same deal.
Why wouldn't you just do that for the folks in St. Louis?
Senator, every negotiation is different.
Boeing's Scott Mayer appeared before Hawley's Senate committee for confirmation of his nomination by President Trump to the National Labor Relations Board. The developer behind a $1.5 billion redevelopment at the Armory site in Midtown is taking its plans public.
The developer is THO Investments. They've scheduled two town hall meetings this month for the proposed data center on Prospect Avenue, which the company claims will generate over $200 million in tax revenue for the city. But the project is the first to be judged under new, stricter rules for data centers issued by the mayor. The public spoke for 3 hours on this project at a hearing on those regulations.
The fiscal impact of these projects can really be tremendous. And I hope that that's something taken into consideration through the course of this project.
Developers are leaving the city. They're going in Kansas City. Our workers are going there because of that.
The developer will have to answer questions from the city about the proposal's impact on jobs and utilities like power bills.
Some people have bills that were $80 that are now $1,000. Yesterday, I talked to a man who said that he turned off his electricity because he could no longer afford the bill. He is charging his phone and is sleeping in his car every single night.
The first developer town hall is Thursday, October 9th on Zoom, then Monday, October 13th at the Sheet Metal Workers Hall on Shoto. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
As the government shutdown continues into its second day, how will it impact St. Louis City?
Mayor Kara Spencer says city services and FEMA's individual payments will not be impacted by the governmental shutdown. However, the debris removal is another story.
Debris removal, cleanup, and other things and other aspects of the tornado recovery that are being funded through federal dollars. We have concerns.
Mayor Spencer does add that as things currently stand, she is confident they will be able to move forward with their plans. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
All lanes of I-55 in St. Louis City and County will reopen by March 1st of next year. Stuart McMillan has more.
Missouri Department of Transportation is still working on the last two bridges of 26 total along the I-55 corridor bridge rehab project. MoDOT area engineer Jen Wade.
We are going to be pouring concrete on the big Loughborough bridge that goes over the railroad tracks. In the next few, like not October, but probably early November, we'll start with pouring that concrete.
Those two remaining bridges were delayed longer because the contractor damaged the girders and the new ones had to be brought in, but Wade says the end is nigh.
We expect to be done and all lanes back open with the bridge work by the end of the winter.
From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, Arch Nemesis Brewing in Chesterfield, and Steampunk Brewworks in Town and Country have announced plans to close, bringing the year's total to at least six local breweries, calling it quits. Arch Nemesis will shutter its tasting room in November, but might reopen elsewhere later, while Steampunk is closing due to owner Dave Deaton's retirement.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.